Welcome to the InSync Insurance Podcast. I'm your host, Dawn Cross, and today we'll be taking an inside look into the Faces Consent app. Here today we have guest Ben O'Brien, co-founder of the app, to give us a scoop on who, what, where, and whys. So, can you introduce yourself, please, Ben, and what you get up to at Faces?
So my name's Ben O'Brien, and I'm the co-founder at Faces Consent App. And what my role is on a day-to-day is help growing the app and our user base, as well as business development and partnerships, and making sure that everybody in the beauty and aesthetics industry are aware that there's a free app out there that allows them to run their business. So we do everything we can, pretty much everything that we can do, to try and onboard as many users as possible and make the business a success. That's what my main role is.
No, that sounds brilliant. Obviously you said you are a co-founder, so how did you guys come up with the idea of doing this app in the first place?
Well, the app, when we first came up with the idea just over 2 years ago, what happened was we were running already about four different aesthetic clinics. So my business partner is an aesthetic practitioner who just qualified as a nurse at the moment. She's doing his prescribing course. But what we did was, a few years ago, is we ran around the country doing clients, so all the way up from Newcastle, all the way down to London, treating clients every week. I was helping on the business side while Ashley was doing injectables. What we found the issue was, we would come back at the end of the week with hundreds and dozens of consent forms on pieces of paper. These consent forms were difficult to manage because we would have before and after photos offline, and then we were trying to find the consent forms that matched the photos, as well as read the writing. And I thought, this is too difficult to manage because we can't store all this paperwork everywhere. It's just a right mess. So I said to Ash, why don't we just try and find a consent form provider? And he said, it's okay, so that's fine. So what I did was I rang around a couple of consent form providers, and I said to one of them, I said, we don't have much money to pay for this service because we're just starting off. The guy wanted £100 a month. And I said, I can give you £50 for the service, because knowing on technology, everything can be negotiated. And he was, no, I want the full 100. And I said, oh, okay, no problem. And I just said, I'll go and build my own then, because I only wanted something really basic. So I said, my brother is a designer, and he had a team in India, a tech team that could turn things around quite quickly. So I said to my brother, Paul, we want to just create a consent form template so we can just store all our consent forms on a server, and if we need to come back to them, they're all there. We didn't want to do it for anybody else, we just wanted to do it for ourselves. And then my brother said, yeah, no problem. So he knocked up a quick design. We spoke to some guys in India, and then they created us. Within 15 days, we had this template where we're storing our own consent forms. We only had like four or five different versions of consent form at the time, and it was very basic and minimalistic. So it was just storing consent forms, nothing else. And then as we used it, we showed other practitioners, because every practitioner said, oh, what do you use to store your consent forms? And we made our own, called Canvas Consent Forms, and we put it in the app because our other brand was called Canvas Cosmetics. And then there's other people were saying, can we use that software as well? And I thought, yeah, no problem. Just here's some login details and use it as you wish. I'm not going to charge you for it because we're already using it. And then a couple of people started joining and started using it. So I thought, well, there could be a bit of a business model here. So what we did then was create a brand name. I thought, what could work? And, you know, Faces, because everyone is treating the face. So we created the brand name Faces, we changed the colours, we removed the canvas one, and then we opened up the consent form app to everyone to download and use, called Faces Consent. And then every day we started getting more and more users. And then how we grew so quickly was we kept it free, and then we allowed other practitioners to offer their feedback and how we can develop and grow it. So we reached out to dozens and dozens of practitioners and says, check out this free app to do your consent forms. If you've got any ideas on how we can improve it, please let me know. And every day I'd get all this feedback. I'd give all the feedback to the Indian developers, and they'd just do all this feedback, and it would really please the practitioner. because I feel they've got a great service and a model that suits their business. So we just went on that model and just launched it and carried on building from there. And like today, we've got 45,000 practitioners that are registered. We probably are one of the largest aesthetic apps on the market that does consent forms. But then we had to evolve from consent forms to booking diaries and buying products and finding insurance quotes, finding card reader quotes, find a training academy. So we create Faces became a bit more than just consent forms. It became like a resource hub. So we created this resource hub for any beauty or any aesthetic practitioner that wanted to run their business successfully. And it just grew and grew and grew. And everyone says, why is it free? We wanted to keep it free because it allowed us to grow and get the traction that we needed and become this critical mass platform that anybody can use. And then we knew when we hit that tipping point, we could then monetize it because we'd have so many users. And that's where we are at the moment today.
That sounds amazing. I like how it's just like, you know, we don't want to pay that much for some things, we'll just create ourselves, and then it just kind of exploded. I think it's really great.
I was going to say, Dawn is kicking himself, that guy is now, because we took all his users after. he should have just charged me £50 a month, and his Faces would have been anything.
It's crazy, isn't it? Yeah. Well, I think it's really good as well, because I think it just helps with the transparency of that kind of paperwork. So obviously, you know, you need to make sure you have all those bits together, trying to shuffle through like hundreds of bits of paperwork, which I'm guessing a lot of people maybe still even do struggle with. You know, it's really great that you've created this absolutely amazing solution where it's all just together. I'm probably just saying to you what everyone else has probably said to you. It's like, it's brilliant. It's like a gold mine.
No, it's good, because why it worked so well was because we listened to what the users want. We didn't guess what we want. We didn't just try and think of things that they think they might want. We actually interviewed people and then I said, what would you want out of this business? We had to really dumb it down, because there's no point complicating it or making the mechanics too difficult, because people wouldn't understand it. We had to really make it as simple as possible. So like, just an example of like, it's got to be as easy as a three-year-old or your pet can use. If a three-year-old can't use it, then it's never going to work, because not everyone's technical. We have many of our users that are like technophobes, have never used an app in their life. They use paper, but now they use Faces. It's so simple. We have like big buttons on there and just make it sure it's streamlined and just simple to use. That's where we weren't on many angles.
No, that's absolutely amazing. And it's great that, you know, a lot of companies, I think, forget to actually get that consumer feedback straight from the source and actually kind of use it to further themselves. I mean, a lot of people do, but, you know, it's something I think every single business model could actually learn from. It's just talk to them. What do you want?
That takes time and money. And where our competitors, I believe, went wrong, where their model isn't successful. Like, obviously, there are successful bigger models than us. You've got other companies like Fresher, who've raised about 200 million to do what we do. But they copied us on the consent forms, and they can't beat us on the consent forms. I spoke to those guys, and they've got a consent form section. They don't really focus on it, but they're better us at booking. We're better than them at consent forms and things like that. So we have a lot of users that use Fresher for the booking, and they use us as their consent forms. But that's where we're getting better on, is the booking side too. But I've seen quite a few of these companies come and go over the last couple of years. Mm. Where they go wrong is they focus too much on the payment. They say it's £30 a month, but yeah, that's great. But when we're getting so many signups every day, these signups aren't established businesses. They could be just someone who's just qualified as an aesthetic practitioner, and they've spent all their money on training, all their money on stock, and now what they're trying to do is just create a bit of a business. They don't want another outlay of £30 a month.
Yeah.
But what we want to do is give it them totally free, make them feel like it's a great product, and then eventually they will help monetize it for you once they've grown their business with yourself. I think that's the reason why we've grown with the guys.
That sounds brilliant. Yeah, there's so obviously moving on a little bit now, obviously you're on the InSync podcast, so you guys actually do have a partnership with us. I wasn't here when that happened, actually, so this would be really useful, but like, could you let me know a little bit more about how that kind of came to be and like how you finding it with us as well?
I don't think anyone was interested to start with, just like all our other partnerships. When we first launched, nobody got back, nobody was interested, just thought nothing's going to work out. But then I think a few months later, about a year later, one of the guys contacted me and says, I think we can do something here. And what we want to do is we want to move away from paper consent and go digital. Can we create a platform? And I said, yeah, no problem. We can reskin our platform, create a white label for you guys, store all your information. You can then promote it how you want. You can store all your client details and you can offer incentives. And I thought, yeah, let's do that. So it took about, I think it took about 3 to 4 months to get the partnership all sorted and ready. And now it's fully functional. We have a great relationship with the guys that help us in sync, and we take care of all their customer service for the app and help, generally help any other questions. But how the partnership came around originally was on our insurance, we have a tab on Faces where you can find an insurance provider. And what we do is when a practitioner registers on Faces and they're looking for an insurance company, they can contact InSync direct for a quote. So we were sending quite a few leads to InSync in general. And then we thought we'd scale it up a little bit by offering this white label edition. It works really well. I see a lot of people that use it. And it's just going to protect you guys in the future for consent and booking diaries. And as we grow, the good thing is we put all our new features onto the InSync app as well. So we're happy to grow both platforms. I think it's going quite well.
No, I completely agree. I see some of the feedback and have spoken to some active users face to face, Zoom face to face, and they absolutely love the app and how amazing it is, how versatile, and also just how easy it is. Do they just feel so much more secure with it because they've got, you know, the insurance policy that they know definitely covers everything, but also like a really great resource that can help them run their business. And, you know, at the end of the day, you know, last thing you want to worry about is paperwork and, you know, have I got the right insurance type, you know?
Absolutely. Yeah, that makes sense.
Cool. So I wanted to ask as well, looking a bit more towards the future, what have you guys got any plans for what's next? Or is it just kind of keep building further and further with the feedback you get from your customers?
Yeah, so we've got next stages. So we have a pharmaceutical side on the app. So what practitioners can do is they can register on our pharmacy, they can find a prescriber, they can write digital prescriptions, they get processed by the pharmacy and get sent out. So that's one of our main revenue streams at the moment. So what we've done is we've created an Amazon-esque platform where we collate so many sellers in our industry, all verified sellers that sell dermal fillers, consumables, toxins. We put them all into one place, allowing the practitioner to come onto the platform and do a one-click checkout from lots of different sellers. So just like you go onto Amazon, we created all the aesthetics kind of version of that. That's working really well. We probably do about almost £300,000 a month worth of sales every month through the shop. Yeah, so it's working really well. That's our major revenue stream. But also, we're just about to launch a partnership with a big lending company. And what's going to happen is there, practitioners can offer finance to their clients through the app. And then what will happen is when the finances have been approved, the practitioner receives the money direct into their bank, and then the finance company will chase the clients for their monthly repayments. Now, nobody else is doing this in our industry. There's not many lenders that that offer finance in the aesthetics industry because they think it's too high risk. But we found a couple that would work on our platform, and we believe that's going to be a success. They believe they're going to do about £24 million worth of finance through Faces next year. So much they believed in what we did, they invested £500,000 into the business for an equity stake. So,
oh, wow.
Yeah, so we raised some money 2 weeks ago, to allow us to increase our team, increase the design and structure, and help grow where we're going. Because for 2 years, we didn't make any money. So it cost me and Ashley about £20,000 a month at the time to run this business. So for every month, I had to pay £20,000 in lockdown as well. 20 grand we did go out of our account to run an app for free. Many people can sustain that. And we had to make it work somehow. So and then we got the growth, and then we managed to raise a first round for 90,000 from some angel investors. And then from this finance company that are going to offer the finance, they made an angel investment of 500,000. So and then so we've got an evaluation now of £5 million on the app. What we're going to probably do is we may need to raise another round in the future, or just if we get a really good exit, then that's fine too. Or we just keep growing it into the biggest platform in the beauty industry.
That sounds really good and very, very promising for you guys. I'm quite excited to see all this shoot off now, actually. I'm really excited for you.
Yeah, so we'll be offering the finance on the InSync app as well. So all your customers can then offer finance through the InSync platform too.
And you never know as well, that might actually bring in more people, because I think sometimes the prices may feel a bit daunting to customers, which the prices themselves are probably actually very decently laid out because of just like the aesthetics, like skills and everything, and obviously the cost of it and the time it takes and everything else. So it probably would actually just bring in like at least twice as many clients maybe if they see that they can spread it out a little bit more.
Yeah, it works on the same kind of model as it's a buy now, pay later model, basically. It's like Klarna or Clearpay. But these lending companies that we have on board, that's what they specialise in, aesthetic finance.
Okay. Oh, wow, that's amazing. So they know what they're on about themselves.
Yeah. So we launched that hopefully end of this week or next week, and then we hope it'll be a success.
No, that sounds very good. So my final question for you, if this is all right, I was wondering, have you got any advice for any of those looking to create an app, just like in general, like not necessarily in the aesthetics industry, like, you know, what is there any pieces of wisdom you'd like to pass on at all?
Yeah, have deep pockets for the start. It's great to create an app. You can do it fairly cheap. When I say cheap, the cheapest is probably about £20,000 to get a basic model up. But when you're creating apps, don't think you've created the app and then it's done forever. Mm. An app like Faces is a living and breathing monster machine. It needs fixes, needs tweaks, needs amendments every day. It's like a big machine that needs staff working on it full time, because things fall apart on a day-to-day basis. It needs a team of developers to fix that. So it's not a case of building it and then leaving it. It's a case of building it and constantly working on it, which is tens of thousands of pounds a month to run it. But it also depends what you're trying to do and what you're trying to create. But I'd always suggest it's good to get an MVP, a minimum viable product. Don't create a monster. Don't have this, you'll always have, as a founder, this massive idea what you want to try and create. But I wouldn't advise going creating that. I would create the most basic thing you can. Keep it cheap and keep it lean. And that's why Faces did well, was when we first started, we were just creating consent forms. We were just consent forms, nothing else. And that's how we got our traction and our user base from there. So just keep it very minimal, and then you can scale it from there. Because if you try and make perfection, you'll be there forever, and you'll run out of money before you even launch. Try and create something tiny to start with and get some feedback. What we did was, went onto Facebook groups and I messaged hundreds of people every day saying, just get this app, can we have some feedback? Make it feel like they're part of it. And then that's how we grew. We grew organically. We didn't pay for any advertising. It was just all word of mouth. So get validation as well before you create something. Who's your target market? Ask them and think, oh, that's a good idea. If everyone says no, it's a crap idea, don't do it. But if a few people say it's a great idea and they would use it, then do it and test it. Do something basic, and then if it grows from there, then it grows from there.
No, that's fabulous, and I think there's a lot to take away from your experience. I guess anyone who's looking to start something up, And I think, yeah, there was definitely a gap in the market, I think, for you guys as well. So you really managed to find that niche and just kind of hone in on it and then develop it as it went along as well. So it's really impressive to hear about the whole history. And also where you guys are going to go next as well, because it sounds like it's just going up and up. That's brilliant. Well, thank you so much for coming on with me today. It's been really great to get to know more about your business, but also how it's working nowadays. And it's really great to kind of get the inside scoop on things. Some people kind of, you know, they see all these big companies doing all these things, but sometimes it's nice just to be a bit nosy and behind the scenes.
Thank you to my guest today, Ben O'Brien, for sharing the behind the scenes on the Faces Consent app. Don't forget to visit their website at www.facesconsent.com to learn more about what the app has to offer, and you can find it in the App Store. If you do buy an InSync Beauty / Aesthetics policy, you'll be able to access the InSync Consent version of the Faces app free of charge. The consent forms have been written by doctors and signed off by the underwriter's legal teams to ensure the clients have all the information necessary to protect themselves in the event of a claim. To know more about our policies, please visit www.insyncinsurance.co.uk. I have been your host, Dawn Cross, and tune in next week for another episode. InSync is one of the UK's fastest growing insurance providers, offering comprehensive cover for SMEs and the self-employed across the UK. Our expert team can tailor your insurance to meet your individual business needs and compare prices from our Lloyd of London approved partners. We offer 5-star service and have been FIFO Platinum Trusted Winners 3 years in a row.